Lunar. To CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time for the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. We just heard right there live from CITR Radio's favorite Mount Vernon location, Fanny Alter with Nardwar, the Human Serviette. And today on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette, we are live on CITR Radio, and also we're live on Twitch. And today, donate to CITR.ca. Yes, the annual CITR fund drive has arrived and left, but we're revisiting it again. Donate to CITR if you care about independent campus community radio. And here's an example of why campus community radio is so amazing. I can bring in guests. I can bring in friends. I can bring in not friends. And I can bring in Roger Allen. Hello, Roger. Are you there?
You said my name three times, and I have appeared. Here I am, Roger Allen.
Roger, what are we doing today? Could you please explain? What are we doing today?
Well, at CITR, there is a fundraiser, and I guess we're helping out to raise funds. And if you were to go to donate to CITR.ca, you could help out too. But yeah, here we are on the radio, and we're spreading the word.
We are live at CITR Radio. We are going to play a whole bunch of records today relating to what, Roger? Relating to what? You actually sat in on an Artwar interview the other day.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be there, but you were there as the professional you are, talking to Steve Turner and Jason Lamb. They both have books out, Mudhoney, respectively, and No Means No. And yeah.
And John Wright as well.
And John Wright, yep.
And we're going to bring people some exclusive clips from that interview. The entire interview, believe it or not, was like an hour and 45 minutes. One of my longer interviews that has ever happened. Last year, there was an interview with Nickelback that was that long, which was amazing. Did you actually check that Nickelback interview out at all, Roger?
I did, actually. I thought it was a good interview. They both came off as very likable, interesting people, and they seemed to both enjoy records. So it was fun to see.
And so today, we're going to venture into my interview, just a little tidbit, because I haven't edited the entire thing, but a little bit, a tiny bit of Nardwuar the Human Serviette versus Steve Turner of Mudhoney talking about his book Mud Ride, and Nardwuar the Human Serviette versus John Wright of No Means No talking about the brand new book From Obscurity to Oblivion. All as part of CITR's annual fund drive. Donate to CITR.ca. So that is coming up a bit later in the show, but right off the bat, we played, as I mentioned, some Fanny Alter. Shout out to Shane. But what are we going to hear right now, speaking of Steve Turner and Mudhoney? And we are live. If people are wondering, what is going on here, Roger? Again, what is going on here? If people are wondering, what is going on?
This is live radio, and we're here right now trying to raise awareness of CITR's fundraising event. And yeah, we're also playing music that relates to Vancouver Island and Seattle. And right off the top, we're going to play a U-Men song.
So here is the Union with U-Men.
The Union.
Do you like the Union Gap? Remember the band the Union Gap? What do you think about the band the Union Gap?
They remind me, I think, a little of Grand Funk. And I remember the Grand Funk poster where the train had gone into the cliff. And that's about the extent of my Union Gap and Grand Funk knowledge.
But I know all about the U-Men from Seattle featuring Tom Price on guitar with Dig It Baby, Dig It Baby, Dig It A Hole on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada!
Duh!
We'll be right back. Look out for the end of my horns. Look out, baby. get me some cover. I don't need no cover. You better look out for the end of my horn. You better look out for the end of my horn. Look out, bitch. Look out, bitch, for the end of my horn.
And you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nerdwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, live collecting money. Is that kind of like what I should say? Well, I guess it's kind of like we are collecting money. Please, if you can, donate to CITR.ca, independent campus community radio that allows you, within the guidelines of the CRTC, the governing body of all radio stations in Canada, to play whatever you want. And I invited on, who did I invite on today?
Me, Roger Allen, Crooked Walker.
And what did we hear? Like, I invited you on because of CITR, right, Roger? Because the CITR allows this, doesn't it? I didn't have to clear with anybody.
I don't know the ins and outs, but I believe that, yeah, you can invite anybody you want on, and you invited me. And here we are at CITR, and we are able to play music that we choose. So that's pretty fun and exciting.
And thank you, CITR, for that opportunity. Donate to CITR if you want to see it continuing throughout the ages. But back to you, Roger. What exactly did we hear in that set? We heard a whole chunk of music. And that was live, too. We are live. Like, what is going on here? We are live, right?
We're live, yeah. We played some music. I brought in some records of bands that are Seattle influenced or from Seattle and Vancouver Island and Canada, essentially. But off the top, we heard Seattle, Washington's The U-Men, who were a big influence on Steve Turner. I know that because I've read his book, Mud Ride. And interesting to me, when I took out the dust sleeve to the U-Men record, it says a subsidiary of Fallout Records and Skateboards. And I visited Fallout Records and Skateboards and actually bought this record there, this Operation Ivy record, probably in 1987.
We are live on Twitch. We're also live on CITR Radio, so if people can't see that Operation Ivy thing you're showing, it's a 7-inch, right? Could you describe it?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's a 7-inch record, Operation Ivy's Hectic. And yeah, I bought this at Fallout Records and Skateboards, which is interesting because there was Bomb Shelter Records in Seattle, Fallout Records in Seattle, and then one of my favorite programs, Bomb Shelter Videos, where I found out about so many Seattle bands. It was a clever idea by Bill Board. He bought advertising space on a network channel, and then he put on his own show during that advertising time, which was pretty clever. And after the U-Men, we played the Mudhoney Band, otherwise known as Mudhoney,
with Billy Childish on guest vocals.
Yes, I know, again, because I read the book, that Mudhoney recorded the music in Australia and Billy Childish sang the vocals in London.
Now, reading a book, that's kind of foreshadowing to what we're about to play, a clip of my interview with Steve Turner from Mudhoney and John Wright from No Means No, talking about their respective books. But before we get to that interview, you also detoured and play a bit of No Fun, right?
We played Surrey BC's No Fun. I believe the song we played was Paisley Brain, Bolts of a Mind. And No Fun were a band that Steve Turner, I believe, was a fan of.
Steve Turner of Mudhoney. John Wright of No Means No. And we should mention that too, because we mention that?
No, we didn't mention it, but we also did play a song from No Means No. We played the song No Sex, and it's on this compilation, It Came From the Pit, which is a pretty excellent compilation of Canadian bands.
And so right now, coming up, we're going to play an excerpt of the interview that you helped film, Roger. You were doing, how can people identify you? To people watching on Twitch, how can they identify your camera work?
You can identify my camera work because it's all from above looking down as I was standing on a precarious mixture of boxes and crates. And yeah, I've got the sore arms to prove it, that my hands were above my head filming down for 2 hours.
Shout out to Sam on ACAM and Ben on BCAM as well. Thank you again for weathering the 2 hours. So here's just a tiny excerpt of that interview that we did the other day at Neptune Records. And this is Steve Turner and John from the interview. Steve Turner, author of Mud Ride, and John, author, a contributor of No Means No, From Obscurity to Oblivion. Again, people I've met through CITR Radio. And if you want to donate to CITR Radio, it's donate to CITR.ca. So let's get this all together. And let's, just for a moment, it might take me a couple seconds to get everything together. But here we go with the interview excerpt. So as we're doing that, Roger, maybe you can show them a few photos, pictures, and talk as well
okay.
for the people listening.
All right. Well, I did bring in this DOA handbill that I've had since I was probably 14, and the supporting band was No Means No. Also Slow, which is an amazing band, and a band that I saw right here at UBC.
Steve, I wanted to ask you about this band right here, the Dehumanizers.
Dehumanizers.
Kill Lou Guzzo.
Lou Guzzo. Lou Guzzo was a fairly right-wing TV announcer that really had it in for, you know, music and kids.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't like any of that stuff. So Dehumanizers were like sort of like that same kind of crossover metal punky kind of stuff, you know. They weren't from Seattle. They were up north. They were like, I don't know, Mount Vernon or something. I'm probably wrong. Sorry, Dehumanizers.
Yeah.
But Mort, the bass and vocals, he went on to the Monomen.
Oh,
yeah. And passed away a few years back.
Yeah.
But this is quite the classic of Seattle punk rock.
I noticed Dehumanizers played the Rat's Nest in Victoria.
Loads of people played the Rat's Nest. I don't think I saw them, but I might have.
You know, what can you see about the Rat's Nest? They had a barrier there. It's a house with a barrier.
Yeah, you're basically in the basement, and it's a basement show, which as all, it comes around full circle. Now, lots of musicians are out playing house shows, basement shows, and the Rat's Nest was, loads of bands came through. But one of the best Rat's Nest stories is, of course, we rehearsed there as well, and we prepared a lot of, for instance, Zero Plus Two and Wrong and that kind of era, 89. We rehearsed and we're all friends and played shows there. And then we went off to Europe for the first time. No Means No got a tour over in Europe in the spring of 1988. And we went to Berlin, and Berlin was still the wall. You had to travel through East Germany to get there, and we were there for almost a week maybe, played a couple of shows, and one of them was in East Berlin. And you had to go over the wall, not go over the wall literally, but you had to go through the border, And of course, she couldn't be a musician at all. And there was another German band, a Berliner band, that was also on the bill. So we just went over as tourists, and the show was in the afternoon. It had to be it was in the basement of a church. We didn't have to walk very far. And in it, the alternative scene, these sort of underground events, they would take place in churches because that's somewhere where the cops weren't comfortable going. So you could do things in there and get away with it. Although later, found out a story about one of the prisons put on that show. But so we get there and we set up to play. They've got these rudimentary instruments for us. Rob had a bass with, you know, no tuning pegs and no amp. It's just the bass plugged into the PA.
Nice.
I had this very rudimentary drum set with mismatched drumsticks, but this is what the best they could come up with. This is what they could provide for us, right? And Andy, he just had a guitar and no amp, and he's like, "Oh my God!" But thank God, one of the German guitar player smuggled in a fuzz pedal.
Yay.
It all comes back to the fuzz.
Yay.
Back to the fuzz. So at least Andy could go through a distortion box and play it. So, I mean, the performance was pretty whatever. We did the best we could, and there was like maybe 50, 60 people there who were, of course, like, "Oh, this is amazing," you know, kind of thing. Just be not just us, but because it was something happening. It was an underground punk show. Mm-hmm. And but before the show played, we had some snacks, and they had some beer, and they had some snacks for us. And they put up posters in the green room, and they would just put them up, I guess, for our benefit and for their own enjoyment. And we look up, and there's DRI at the Rat's Nest, a poster. It was like, and we're like, that's where we practice. Like, literally right now, that's where we're practicing. How is this, what is this doing up on the wall in an East German Catholic church in the basement? It was insane. I guess Gary had several pen pals.
Gary Brainless.
And I think that ended up there through Gary just mailing. He would mail stickers and posters and to people he corresponded with. But it was like, oh, my God, this world is just too small. It was very strange. And the story goes on. To end that story, years later, in 94, we're playing, I think it was 94, in Roskilde. No, it was Infusion Festival, even later, like around the 2000 or something. And there was this guy wants to talk to you, wants to give you some money. What, really? And he said, I hope I get this right. We had to, when we crossed over to play that show in Berlin, we all had to pay 5 Deutschmarks. That was the visa cost to be a tourist to come in. And he came up and he gave us all 5 euros and he said, "Our government had no right to charge you any money to come in to our country. That was completely wrong and I want to give you your money back." And it was like, okay. And then we talked for a bit, went on, and one of the people involved in that show, or at least one of the people that was involved in the underground East German scene, was actually convicted and sent to prison for 2 years for putting on illegal shows. So, you know, when people talk about the shows we put on here at that time, you know, it's like the cops would come and all this. But there, you're risking jail to do any of this thing. So it was such a huge, big deal when we went to Poland or to Hungary or Yugoslavia. It was just a huge deal for them. It was like an eye opener for us, but also kind of an honor to have had that opportunity to, like you say, like, you know, people into Danzig, but what's the gateway, but to be part of the gateway for people to experience the music what we freely and enjoyed and played for years. So it was quite an experience.
And you're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. Yes! We're back from CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Yes, Nerdware to Human Serviette live. Yes, what was... this is the Nerdware to Human Serviette radio show, live on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The Nerdware to Human Serviette radio show, a special live fundraiser, live on CITR radio. Donate to CITR.ca, our annual fun drive. And what did we hear right there, Roger? Could you please explain? What did we hear?
Yeah, we heard, we heard and some saw on Twitch the interview you were doing with the members of, or some members of Mudhoney and No Means No. And there was a long story about the Berlin Wall.
And also it began with a song about the Dehumanizers.
Oh, the Dehumanizers, sorry.
A story about Dehumanizers. And coming up, we're going to play some Dehumanizers. And also, we thought we'd play some DRI as well, because they played the Rat's Nest, right?
Yeah, why not? They the Rat's Nest in Berlin was mentioned as there being a DRI handbill on the wall. And I just happened to have this DRI record, so why not play it?
And all this is from the fantastic book that is out right now, Jason Lamb and Paul Prescott, from Oblivion
to
Obscurity. From Obscurity to Oblivion. No Means No. And also Steve Turner of the Mudhoney has a book out called Mud Ride. And Steve Turner talked about, to begin the little interview segment that we played, they're brand new on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Yes, we are live. He talked about Kill Lou Guzzo. So I thought we'd play the song Kill Lou
Guzzo.
Guzzo on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I made a mistake. That is not Kill Lou Guzzo. That actually is the flip side of Kill Lou Guzzo. So I'm going to have to actually turn over the record. This is me live turning over the record. Maybe you, Roger, could show the people me turning over the record. This is Nerdware to Human Serviette. And if people are listening, this is the sound of me turning over the record because it's the wrong record. It's not the wrong record. It's the wrong side. I have turned over, and I don't think I'll cue it up, so I'll just put the needle down just anywhere and hope it fits on the right position. So here we go, Kill Lou Guzzo by the Dehumanizers from Seattle, Washington.
Well, that caught the attention of our commentator Lou Guzzo, and Lou tonight says he thinks a crackdown is in order.
I have to ask a question, Gary. Who needs teenage punk rock nightclubs anyway? In fact, who needs punk rockers? If ever the rest of us needed to put our foot down and say enough is enough, the time is now. And the issue is nightclubs for teenagers as well as the punk rockers that they attract. I can't buy the argument that we must provide nightclubs for teenagers because they don't have anything to do. If they can't find anything to do, I think it's because the world of drugs and booze made attractive by punk rock has them mesmerized.
Get him!
Sense to try something worthwhile. Instead of the ugly hairdos and ink and ridiculous makeup and costumes of punk rock, the teenagers so inclined might try the real world for change. I think they'd find better entertainment than skiing, swimming, hiking, climbing, biking, camping, movies, video games, and something as revolutionary as reading and learning. Misguided punk rockers are in the minority. But if we ignore or condone their boozing and their drug-taking antics, we'll make heroes of them in the eyes of the other teenagers. I don't think the punk rockers will go away if we ban teenage nightclubs, but I think it would be a good start. And Lou Guzzo. Fuck off!
And you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, celebrating CITR Radio. Donate to CITR.ca if you want to, if you can, if you please can. And the reason it really is helpful is it allows people like myself to come on CITR Radio, and when I was very young, to come on CITR Radio and play discs. And as you can see right there, I couldn't find, actually, we also have joining in with me right now, Roger, what was going on there? What were people witnessing if they're watching on Twitch or listening to CITR Radio? What were they witnessing? What was they attempting to do?
Yeah, we were trying to find a Fang song off this record compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front, because Fang are an influential band to No Means No and Mudhoney, I believe, and were mentioned in the interview. But this record is so dense with so many songs, we couldn't actually find the groove to the Fang song.
And instead, we played Hole.
Instead, we played Hole, Courtney Love's band. Courtney Love, of course, being married to Kurt Cobain of Nirvana.
Kurt Cobain, and she comes up in this segment we're about to play on CITR Radio. Again, a brand new interview that I did with Steve Turner of Mudhoney and John Wright of No Means No in celebration of their respective books. But before the Hole, we played some DRI, who did play the Rat's Nest, but it was a double shot of DRI because I wasn't able to find the Fang song, was I? We had a double shot of DRI, didn't we, Roger?
We did. We played DRI songs running around in Couch Slouch. And yeah, this DRI record, I've had this. I remember the day I got this, I skateboarded around the town I was living in looking for other people to show them this record, looking for like-minded people. It was so exciting to have this this music with its intensity. But yeah, and I've been to East Berlin. I've been to probably the area they were speaking about in the interview many years after it, of course. And yeah, the Rat's Nest and... Was it called the Rat's Nest in East Berlin? I know the Rat's Nest was on Vancouver Island.
On Vancouver Island. And the story was how amazing it was, like a Rat's Nest poster No Means No practice ended up in East Berlin.
Right, and DRI played at the Rat's Nest on Vancouver Island.
And also another band that played at the Rat's Nest was the Humanizers. And maybe a bit of context for that song. We heard a bit of Lou Guzzo himself talking about punk rockers there.
Yeah, the news announcer, I'm assuming he's from Seattle, kind of bad-mouthing punk rockers. And it wasn't quick then to make a record, so the Dehumanizers must have really had a grudge months later coming out with Kill Lou Guzzo.
So right now, we thought that we would play a little clip, again, live on CITR Radio, also live on Twitch. So this is a brand new interview that I've done just the other night with Steve Turner of Mudhoney and John Wright of No Means No. So we're going to have that little clip played right now on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And again, Fund Drive, donate to CITR.ca. Right, Roger?
Definitely. And then maybe you'll get more involved in the radio station and maybe you'll be on the radio.
And that's how I met you. That's how I met you.
Yes. Actually, well, I sort of met you at a Mudhoney concert, but that concert was here at UBC. But we've been doing these CITR shows for at least 10 years now. So I keep coming back. So maybe you'll enjoy it too.
Yeah. Like if people are wondering, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, Roger?
Yeah. At this point, I've got to be a music journalist. I must be. And I'm just someone who's been on Nardwar's show. At this point, it must be over 700 times. And I've enjoyed this new state-of-the-art radio facility here at the Nest at UBC. But I remember the old radio station, which I also thought was quite cool. And it's fun to have a forum to bring in all these records I've amassed over the years and tell all these stories.
And here we go, just a second, with Nardwar versus Steve Turner and John Wright, live on CITR Radio.
Oh.
Steve, down in Seattle, I was curious, what was going on in this picture right here, cover of The Rocket?
It was a cover of The Rocket magazine. That was a monthly magazine back then that, you know, featured a lot of local music. They covered other stuff, too. You know.
Poor author Adam was editor.
Yes. Adam was the editor for it for a number of years. But obviously, we're doing a little bit of a Nirvana.
Yeah.
We all have matching Mudhoney shorts on. That's important. And we are getting signed to Reprise Records around this time. So it was kind of about that.
What year is that?
March 1992.
Kurt loved punk, didn't he?
Sure.
Like he did some punk covers. What punk covers did you play with Kurt?
He would, if he was around, he always wanted to do The Money Will Roll Right In by Fang with us. So he did that a few times with us.
They're another great band.
Yeah, Fang was awesome. Yeah. They were. We couldn't tell when they first came to Seattle. I think the human like turned me on to them, like John Bigley, the singer. He bought the record. And he's like, we listened to it, and the lyrics were so ridiculous. We're like, are they joking or are they just like really dumb? And I never answered that. But that first couple EPs of theirs are genius, of just sleazeball punk rock.
At Kurt's house, is it true you picked up this book at Kurt's house?
Yes, that is true.
Could you please explain to the people what's going on here?
Okay, well, it was after Kurt had died, and I went over to visit Courtney at her request, and, you know, she sent a car to get me. Like, I didn't have a choice. Right. But you know, I was sitting around, and, you know, she went off and did whatever she was doing at the time, and I was sitting in this big living room alone with there's a bodyguard not far away, and I was just sitting like, and there's a bunch of books on a shelf and a bunch of records, so I was just kind of like flipping through records and books, and I saw this and I was looking through it, and she came back into the room a little while later and she goes, oh, do you want that? Someone gave that to Kurt. So I said, yes, I want this, because I'd never seen it before. And I realized, you know, it's a great, it's a pretty solid discography of Canadian punk, I think. There's a few things missing, I'm sure, that have showed up in the later years. But I realized that it didn't have the 7-inch that came with it originally. So when I was in Japan, I bought a second copy of it that had the 7-inch in it, and then I sold this one on eBay.
That's kind of amazing. Like, if all the stuff in Kurt's house that you could take, you took the book of Canadian punk rock.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
I think Steve was offered some gold records.
Yeah, when Kurt was still alive, like, we went and visited Kurt and Courtney. They were living in a rental house in L.A. at the time. And he had all these gold records lined up against a wall. And, you know, he asked us if we wanted one. And I said no, because I didn't want to carry it back home on the plane. Because Kurt said, like, yeah, I'm just going to go out in the backyard and shoot holes through them. You know, maybe already had Dylan's gun. I don't know. But I didn't take one, which, you know, I regret not taking that. Everyone else did.
Steel. Oh, my God. Wow.
This is a really
that's
cool. From Victoria.
Yes, yes.
On Al and His Car Records.
Oh, yeah.
The Pink Steel record was reissued on...
Jason Flower.
Jason Flower, yeah.
Supreme Echo.
Yeah, there you go.
And actually, looking through this book, there's No Means No, but also the No Means No Nirvana connection. When I talked to Kurt Cobain, I said, is it true? Did you meet at a DOA gig? I thought, you know, Kurt and Courtney met at a DOA gig. But Kurt actually said, was it No Means No?
Did you first meet Courtney? And this is Courtney Love. Did you? I've heard, because we're here in Canada, Vancouver, BC, Canada. I heard a rumor. I think I might have read it in Interview magazine that Kurt and Courtney first met at a DOA...
Stop, that's right.
Did you first meet at a DOA gig in Portland, Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
So there is really a Canadian connection there.
Wasn't it No Means No? It was one of our shows. It was our show. It was my show. I played with DOA a couple times. I don't remember where.
But was that, so a Canadian connection, a Canadian band, has something to do with Kurt and Courtney?
Like, yes. I don't remember which show it was.
I was too drunk.
Me too.
Yeah, Jason sent me that. He sent me the clip of you interviewing them. And, well, somebody had told me years ago, yeah, I think Courtney and Kurt met at a DOA No Means No show, like a show we had played with them. And then, yeah, your interviewer goes, oh, yeah, it was DOA, or maybe it was No Means No, so perhaps it was both.
Did you play many gigs? It might have been in Portland or Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, we played a whole number of gigs with DOA, lots of them. I've definitely seen that band more than any other band in my life, that's for sure, and always great. Going to play again with them, actually, I think on May 11th coming up. We're going to do a show at the Commodore with them, with Dead Bob. And so, yeah, we were down there a bunch of times, so it wouldn't be surprising if it was a DOA No Means No bill. I mean, they were there tons themselves, but there you have it.
I thought it was really cool, like Kurt Cobain mentioned No Means No. I did not prompt him.
Yeah, well, there you go. It was a very, not incestuous scene, but the Seattle, Vancouver, I mean, we were talking about this too. It's like I said before, one's in the other's backyard, and back in the 80s, it was just so much easier to do stuff. Everyone heard of everyone, basically. The 80s were amazing for music in that way. It was just very, very vibrant.
Yeah, definitely. The mid to late 80s underground North American music scene, kind of post-hardcore, was great. A lot of weird bands trying to figure out what to do after hardcore. That's how I kind of describe it. Like, well, you can't go any faster, so what are you going to do? You know, and all these different bands had a very, very different approaches to how to solve the riddle of getting out of hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. We've taken ourselves into a corner. What do we do?
We'll be right back.
you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And people listening to CITR.ca heard what? What did they hear, Roger Allen? We heard a bit of some Tad.
Yeah, we heard Tad, Wood Goblins, licensed by Sub Pop and recorded by Steve L. Beanie. And yeah, Cooking with Gas, the highly educated Tad, often misunderstood by their flannels, and musicians, all of them in the band can play more than just guitar. But yeah, Wood Goblins, love that illustration. Tad, of course, had all that interest in them with their album cover they used of the photo of the couple that they didn't ask if they could use that photo.
And that illustration was actually by Peter Bagg, who also did illustration for the Evaporators' Ogopogo Punk LP from 2016. Thank you, Peter Bagg. So you heard on CITR a tiny bit of Tad.
Tad, yes. Wood Goblin.
Even smaller bit did you hear on Tweech, but you heard a tiny bit. But now we're going to cut into Tales of Terror. Now, what's the connection to Mudhoney, Steve Arm, Steve and Mark, Steve Turner and Mark Arm? What's a Northwest connection to Tales of Terror?
Well, I mean, I've read, and it says here, often cited as a major influence on the key bands of the grunge era, Nirvana, Melvins, Mudhoney, Tales of Terror.
Thank you very much for the sticker. I love the fact that there, can you show the sticker? The sticker is amazing. What do you guys think about stickers on records? Do you like stickers on records, Roger?
That's a big trend now in records is a sticker that cites whether or not it's from the original master tapes and how it was recorded, etc. But yeah, a good sticker that tells you the band, at least the band name, and maybe where they're from. Whether it's 33 or 45, all sorts of information actually is very helpful. The more information, the better. And this is kind of cool, too. It actually came with a repro handbill inside the album.
And what's on the handbill for people listening?
For people listening, yes. Tales of Terror, we're also playing with Circle Cross GBH at the American Legion Post 61 Sacramento.
Tales of Terror. And before that, an interview that you helped me film along with Ben and Sam with Steve Turner and John Wright
of Mudhoney and No Means No, and they were talking partially about both of their new books, which I've read both their books, both very interesting.
So right now, some Tales of
Terror
on CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. and you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show with special guest DJ
Roger Allen.
And Roger, we are here in celebration of CITR Radio. Donate to CITR.ca if you're so inclined. I am here to demonstrate if I can do it. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do a radio show. Or they could join CITR and hang out in the lounge and eat their lunch. Or they could join CITR and do news or sports or administration. It's a great way to get involved. Donate to CITR.ca. And the reason we played Seattle by Pill was it came up in the interview that we did with
Steve Turner of Mudhoney
Steve Turner of Mudhoney, where he mentioned possibly that song Seattle was about a lazy boy chair that Mark Arm of Green River, who later went on to Mudhoney, had marked Mark on it. So it's a song about a lazy boy chair. Seattle, because Green River played with Pill. Also, apparently, Mark threw some salami at Johnny Rotten. So tune in to the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show in future weeks to find out the answer to those burning questions. And if you want to, like, type a couple digits, donate to CITR.ca. And before that, we heard Hound Dog, Hound Dog, by Tales of Terror, one of your favorites, Roger.
I had read tons about this band, Tales of Terror, and the original record is very rare and very hard to come by. And just by absolute chance, I found this in a used bin from a Record Store Day release. It wasn't just a few years ago. And yeah, I love this band, Tales of Terror. And the red vinyl is really cool. The artwork's really cool. And yeah, you can really hear, their influence on the Seattle sound in that cover of the song Hound Dog. And also with the Pill song Happy, the lyrics are, don't like, the very first thing, the very first lyric is, don't like the looks of this old town. What goes up must come down. So yeah, John Lydon probably wasn't pleased to have his deli platter stolen.
Or is it about a lazy boy chair?
A lazy boy chair that he requested to be in the dressing room, the changing room, yeah.
And you learned that, thank you again, Roger. You learned that by helping with the Nerd Word of Human Serviette versus Steve Turner and a John Wright interview that lasted an hour and 45 minutes. Brand new books out. Again, Mud Ride by Steve Turner, and From Obscurity to Oblivion by Jason and Paul, with contributions by John Wright of No Means No. It's almost like a history of, like, Victoria punk rock, at least the first little sections are. Now, right now, I thought I would play something regarding CITR Radio. Again, you know, anybody can get involved. So here's a clip of CITR from 1988. It was a story on CITR Radio. You can hear Nardwuar the Human Serviette in the story as well. But kind of maybe is something to show you that, like, it allows everybody, like, it allowed me in, like, 1980. I'm still here. Well, here we go. It's going to be a couple seconds while I flip the dials. Again, you're listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Presenting UBC Digest.
UBC Digest, the swingingest program on campus radio way back then. Of course, you had to be on campus to actually hear it. And anyway, it was for students only.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a program of and about UBC.
For almost 50 years, they generated that typical university radio sound by begging and borrowing equipment from local radio stations. But they've broken out. Not only do they now have their own license to broadcast, but they're even threatening to build a much more powerful transmitter. So parents, hide your kids. Listen to this.
Who do we think we are?
Become communists. Swear openly. drop out of school. Hate your government. We're the only ones to trust. Come on, kids, and be like us.
CITR, not a place where kids become like us, but like whatever they want. Like the vamp of the PTL show, initials for Politics Liberties.
Wow, thing, think you move me.
Yeah, wild thing, you move me, but I don't know where Bolero Live is. They were supposed to show up for an interview.
When her guests don't show, as often happens, she plays music and sharpens her image as a super groupie with local rock stars.
Turn off your old Victrola. It's time to rock and roll with me, Paula, the radio sex goddess. My show kicks butt. I like my eggs runny and I like my men hard, just like my music.
Okay, quite enough of Paula, I should think. The idea, of course, is to knock us out of our comfortable middle-class armchairs. How outrageous can you be?
Well, I think it's not so much how outrageous we can be, but what is the public willing to tolerate?
Well, that's almost the same thing, isn't it? So are you always testing what the public will tolerate?
Well, I guess we could see what Nardwar the human serviette, that might be an example of how far we can take it.
Meet Nardwar. He's just briefing his guests. Preparation is the key to good programming.
Are you all set up?
Yeah.
What's you're gonna do now?
What am I gonna do? Well, it's time right now for the Nardwar the Human Serviette show on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver. And it's a show, a variety show. Some people have called a stupid variety show.
This is the Nardwar show!
You guys know you're on the air, you know that? You guys are on the air. The show hasn't begun yet. They always start early.
What we're doing is trying to emphasize creative radio, just the way an art gallery would just show paintings from an artist. And the curator of an art gallery doesn't tell the painter what to paint. In the same way, we don't tell our programmers how to program their shows.
That kind of freedom allows DJ Dean Paul Kennedy to play ex-wrestler Freddie Blassie's mind-bending record as often as he wants.
I've got to find the right cut here.
Yeah, what kind of music would you say it is?
He's a wrestler turned singer, like he's an ultimate professional.
Well, I'm warning all you geeks, and I ain't funning.
CITR is fearless in spotlighting local talent like DOA, groups which can be conveniently ignored by the big stations stuck in the top 40 groove.
So, there you go. Yeah, I've done interviews on straight radio stations too, and they're all like real uptight. You know, you gotta do everything very much by the book, which is okay. You know, I can do that too, but
and this one doesn't.
Well, they got their own book.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Stefan Ellis with CITR News.
The money buys them a campus news service. The news is, however, shockingly conventional, and so is the main reporter.
I take CITR a little more seriously than a few of my colleagues, especially people maybe in the news department. You obviously have talked to Nardwar, who is probably the opposite of me. I think we're both in it because we enjoy radio. I'm in it because I have an interest in broadcasting as general, whereas Nardwar may be just interested in having something to do between classes.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do once you get out of university, you know, when you grow up?
Well, my parents have an idea. My dad would like me to be an engineer.
And what do you think about that?
I'm going to try to be an engineer, but I don't think I'll be an engineer.
Can I ask you a question which you're going to think is really a fuddy-duddy question?
Certainly.
What do your parents think?
My dad's a minister, and they're proud that I'm doing something I enjoy, but I don't think they really know what's going on here, actually.
They're going to find out.
Oh, no. Well, they live in Alberta. Will this be showing in Alberta? Oh, no.
We're not ready yet. We're nowhere near ready yet.
Paula shouldn't worry about Alberta. CITR's signal isn't that powerful. But the folks of Abbotsford should prepare for the worst. They now have 49 watts. That will get them a few blocks. They now have an application before the CRTC to jump that to 1,200 watts. Then they will be a true menace.
The person said it was not automotive mustard, it was carrots. Okay, we're gonna move on to our next thing. What am I chewing?
My name is Blasty.
Okay, people, how the hell are ya?
World Report. World Report.
Thanks for joining me on my program, Pat. Have a good day.
Garbage! No. Garbage!
Come on, kids, be like us.
That was actually Morpheus, again, the wrong track. So we're going to cue up The Accused. That was Morpheus from Seattle, but we're going to play some Accused. So this is me cueing up The Accused. And here we go on CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Donate to CITR and you are able to queue up your own records wrongly or rightly. We'll be right back. And you're still listening, I hope, to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar the Human Serviette radio show with special guest DJ
Crooked Walker.
And Crooked Walker, Roger, what did we hear right there? It was interesting. Legendary Vancouver Rockers.
Rockers,
Death
yeah.
Sentence. But in 1987, could you explain?
Well, I'm always on the lookout for Vancouver's Death Sentence vinyl. And just recently I found that 7-inch Death Sentence release for the song Danger Zone, which does have a much more rocky sound to it than Nightmare 84 earlier work. But much was said between Steve Turner and in the interview between Seattle and Vancouver that many of the Vancouver bands were thought of as just being honorary Seattle residents, and many of the Seattle bands were honorary Vancouver residents, as it was easy to cross the border in the 80s, and No Means No, Mudhoney often played in Seattle, and Mudhoney and assorted other bands from Seattle played in Vancouver, and they both brought up the band Death Sentence as being a band they enjoyed seeing, and so we played Death Sentence.
From their 1987 single, Death Sentence. And to end the Nardwuar the Human Serviette radio show, we're going to play some Shadow Show with the brand new song Aunt Maisie, Shadow Show from Detroit, and then some Ruggedy Anns. Could you please explain Ruggedy Anns?
Ruggedy Anns, a female Canadian band. It's on that same compilation we played earlier with No Means No. And yeah, just a great band, and why not play Canadian content?
And why not support CITR? Why should people care about CITR radio? Why should people go to donate to CITR.ca?
Well, you know, CITR, as Nardwuar has already said, allows us to be on here and be able to play music and have interviews that go out and have people listen and hear. And I've been listening to CITR since I was just a teenager, and I would record it on my boombox. It was the only way I could hear alternative or punk music. And so I guess I've been supporting CITR for like 40 years. So I've gotten a lot out of it, and I'm sure other people will as well.
CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Again, it is so awesome to be able to do your own radio show and then have it contour to the way you want. Like, we interviewed John Wright and Steve Turner, and we're able to play the music associated with that interview. Amazing on CITR. And we're able to play the audio on CITR radio, the video on Twitch or YouTube. It's amazing. And thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate you listening, you watching. Right now, here is Shadow Show with Aunt Maisie and then the Ruggedy Anns on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show.
Sure.
Roger and do-do-loo-doo.
Boo-hoo!